Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
It's Barbecue Nation with JT on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Now here's JT.
Hey everybody, welcome to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT and Dr. Dave is not here today, but he's here in mind and body. How's that? Or soul or something. I don't know. He's around somewhere. Our musical guests this week, our guests are going to be David Frizzell and Shelley West. So we got those things out of the way. Now is the important part. I want to welcome back to Barbecue Nation a dear friend to the show, and we've become friends since we started conversing and stuff over the past 3 years or so. Carolyn Wells, who's the executive director of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. Carolyn has been really the main impetus for a lot of barbecue competitions and a lot of barbecue just expanding in the world. And so we all owe her, who are very much into barbecue, we all owe her a debt of thanks. And we're going to talk to her in just a minute. But there, you know, it maybe sounds a little soupy to somebody, but I really believe that. This portion of Barbecue Nation is brought to you in part by Painted Hills Natural Beef. Beef just like Grandpa used to raise, and that's Painted Hills Natural Beef, and you can check them out at PaintedHillsNaturalBeef.com. All right, let's welcome Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I am good, dear. How are you?
Very well, thank you. It's a great time to be in barbecue and a great day.
It is a great day. And it's a, I don't know what it is in Kansas City today, but it's sunshining, blue sky, won't get too hot here, not too much humidity. It's another perfect Oregon day.
Well, we're a little warmer than that. But it's not as devastating as it has been.
Yes.
And looking forward to a perfect weekend. So that's great news.
Oh, it is. Yeah, we'll probably hit 80 today, and I know you'll rack up a higher score than that, but it's still good wherever you are. So what's new at Kansas City Barbecue Society?
Well, we're just knee-deep in barbecue at this point in time. It's the it's the middle of the season, of course, and that's we're having – it's everybody's out at the grill. And we're just delighted for that purpose. So we're welcoming them all and looking forward to the weather breaking a little bit so we'll not sweat quite as much. So
well, you got it, fluids. You just got to remember that word, fluids, you know, when you're grilling out there and barbecuing. Yeah. Remember fluids.
I have to tell you, we just had there was a meat conference here, a reciprocal meat conference with the meat science people, and we just hosted a cook-off for 100 of the students who were involved either in meat science or hospitality, and they divided up amongst themselves. Well, not amongst them. They were divided up into 10-person teams, and we provided a mentor with a grill. They're from all over the country. Well, actually, there was one team that had 5 people on it that had 5 of the 10 were from different countries.
Oh, so cool.
They were sort of the international team. But these young people had themselves quite a time cooking, and it was the whole experience was just wonderful, and they're all dedicated to great food, great meat, since they're meat science people. And they look at it in a whole different way. And I was so glad to introduce them to, not literally introduce them because they obviously are familiar with barbecue and things, but they brought a fresh new perspective to it. And it was educational for them and for me and for us that worked with them because they were just their enthusiasm and their willingness to learn and to pay attention. And, you know, it's not they don't have their head buried in a phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we made them put them up. but they, and, of course, they were kind of enthralled that the Boulevard Beer is just across the street. So
oh, yeah. Yeah, that doesn't hurt anything.
That was their tendency to wander off, but they took care of business and then they had fun. So,
you can't blame them for that. I mean, barbecue is a intense business at times, and you just have to quench your thirst. I mean,
amen.
Your thirst for knowledge may supersede your thirst for beverages, but on a 95 degree day with 80% humidity, those roles are probably reversed. So.
But it was such a pleasure to have them here, and they were just delightful.
What's the one thing you really, if there was one person that participated, I mean, did one person in there kind of, you know, turn on a light bulb in your head, or was it just the whole group?
Oh, it was the whole group, because it was there roughly 600 of the students, and they were all, most of them, in the master's program. But they were, so they were not, they were not kids, and not that there's anything wrong with kids at all, but they were young adults, and in one of the lectures, one of the lecturers was an assistant professor from the University of Idaho, and I swear the guy missed his calling. He should have been an evangelist. He was the way he was talking about the meat and his inflection. You were just about ready to come down and repent.
Yeah.
he was just mesmerizing. I loved it. I'm just very easily impressed. But they, you know, the dedication they have to their science is just it's truly amazing.
Is it one of those things like, brothers and sisters of the barbecue, let me your ears?
Exactly. Yeah. This wasn't about the barbecue, though. It was about the
meat.
Protein.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was it was just very interesting. And I loved it. I guess I'm still revved up from it. It was just a great conference, and we're happy to have them in Kansas City, which has been called by some the epicenter of the barbecue universe.
Well, I think it is. I mean, you know, when you sit in my chair and I talk to people all over the country from all walks of life that either participate in competitive barbecue, they've got a restaurant, they've written a book, they install patios. I mean, whatever their background is. And they all, as we've talked about before, every part of the country has its own little regional flair and flavor. But when it comes down to it, you know, and then they all say, I got to go to the Royal or got to go to Kansas City, you know, because that's where you can learn to really cook ribs or whatever. And so I think people think that about not only the Kansas City area, but KCBS too, because you guys are so, and this is all because of you, I think, or the impetus is you, but you know, you're kind of all encompassing with open arms to people that, that want to cook, that want to enjoy it, that want to participate at any level. KCBS is kind of like, yeah, okay, come on. And I like that.
Well, it has not been without effort or, but it's spreading the gospel of barbecue because it's an all-American pastime.
Yeah, I think we're going to start calling you the good Reverend Carolyn.
I'll have to change some of my bad habits then.
Oh, well, if we make you a saint, you can forgive yourself and then it's all good, you know? I mean, really, it'll work out fine for you. We've got about 20 seconds here before we go to break. So before we do that, I again want to thank our friends at Painted Hills Natural Beef. It's beef you can be proud to serve to your family and friends, and I know because I've served it many times, and in fact, just last night, and it was terrific. We're going to take a break here on Barbecue Nation. We're going to be back with not only our friend of the show, but my friend, Carolyn Wells, the executive director of the Kansas City Barbecue Society, right after this. Please don't go away.
There's a full moon over Tulsa. I hope that it's shining on you. The nights are getting cold in Cherokee County. There's a blue northern passing through.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT along with Dr. Dave, and we are talking with Carolyn Wells from Kansas City Barbecue Society. A couple of things before we jump back in visiting with Carolyn. Our new email address is BBQ Nation. That's the letters BBQ and the word nation at alphamediausa.com. I know it's a long one, but it's good. Also, you
Would
can
you
go
repeat
to.
That, please?
I'm sorry?
Would you repeat that, please. Would you repeat that, please?
Sure.
So I can make sure I can get it.
BBQ.
BBQ Nation
at alphamediausa.com.
Great, got it.
Okay, and our shows are on the SoundCloud. If you miss the show and you want to hear the podcast, you can go to SoundCloud and just type in Barbecue Nation with JT. Also, our Facebook is Barbecue Nation with JT. And almost done here, our couple of our affiliates I want to say hi to today, KVI News 570 in Seattle and KACI in Hood River in the Dalles. Thanks for being part of the network. And thanks to all of our affiliates on the Radio Northwest Network. Whew. Yeah, I got all that done now. Wow.
Great.
Yeah.
Good info.
So... Carolyn, over the last year, and I mean, it's been a few months since we've talked and had you on the show, but just in the last year, what kind of changes has KCBS made in the way that competitions are run or not just the judging, but the organization? And tell us about if your membership has grown.
Well, we're in a major restructuring. Rebuilding, we're doing in infrastructure now, I guess is the best way to describe it, with a landing platform and I'm redoing our website and our membership database and the types of services, goods and services that we offer. And so we are expanding. We're moving into the 21st century. That's the best way. We operated the same way as when we had 5,000 members, and now that we have 20,000 members, and we're making plans for lots more than that. So, but we're trying to make everything as user friendly as we can, and expand. I think we talked the last time about expanding into grilling. We're not barbecue snobs. We all love barbecue. We all love grilling. And so we're just trying to get people outdoors cooking and being, it's a great backlash to the hustle and bustle of everyday life.
Oh, absolutely. Have you found over the years, that it's difficult sometimes to explain to people the difference between barbecue and grilling? I mean, I think if you walk down the guy on the street, he's probably got a Weber gas grill at his house, or out here he may have a pellet grill or something. But I know you guys have made a big conscious effort to distinguish between the two, and not looking down, especially on the gas grills or anything, but have you ever found that difficult?
Not really. The simple explanation is grilling is hot and fast and barbecue is slow and low.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know what? Both are honorable cooking methods and we all have the same 24 hours in our day. So it's hard to get home from work and cook a brisket by 7.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Yeah. That just doesn't work. You might as well eat your shoes. So,
yeah.
they both have a place, and we're actually embracing it and trying to elevate everyone's palate.
Carolyn, I was going to tell you that, and I only want to say this once, but if you ever come up with a microwave barbecue competition, I'll quit you. So there you go.
I'll quit me.
I get it.
They have their place, but it's not for the barbecue or grill.
No, it's not. It's not. So, and we've asked you this before too, but over the years you've been with this. I mean, the KCBS was you and your husband started this, I think, a long time ago, along with some other folks. What's the biggest change you've seen?
Well, the biggest change is culturally that of being able to live and witness barbecue move from a second-class food into the hot new food. The resurgence in the popularity of barbecue and something that I've loved for a very, very long time. And to see it gain legitimacy is one of those gestalt times.
Yeah.
Realize it till a couple of years later and think, wow, it's made it.
Did you just bring up, I mean, what was your feeling when you finally realized that? Was it like you said, kind of a gestalt time, but was it like, whew, or it was like, happy days and you want to run around the backyard with a lampshade on your head and, imbibing.
Well, it's sort of like Sally Field, you know, that when she said, I guess they really like me, you know,
yeah.
It kind of is, it's a very cool validation. But also knowing that perhaps this whole movement, you know, really gained popularity when it started being on TV and
sure.
started being reality TV. And the media has been very kind to us, and I think they helped that along a lot. And then just, you know, with cooking shows, you know, when we were growing up, there was no such thing. And it was... It seems like everybody wants to get in on the act now. You get casting calls about 3 times a week.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you something. I pitched a show to HGTV back in about 1999, and the producer said, there's no room on television for a show like that now, or will there ever be? And he hung up the phone on me, and then, you know, about 3 or 4 years later, I don't know if that guy still works there. Anyway, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Carolyn Wells here on Barbecue Nation right after this. Don't go away.
You say I've got that sparkle, and I caught your eye.
I came crawling home last night.
Hey, welcome back to Barbecue Nation. I'm JT, along with Carolyn Wells from KCBS, and we'd like to thank everybody on the Radio Northwest Network that listens to us. Also, down in Seymour, Texas, our station down there, KSEY. Thank you for listening down there, and Mark and his clan. We've been talking with Carolyn about KCBS and different things, and I know the amount of competitions that you guys sanction, because I kind of keep track of it. That seems to have gone up exponentially over the last few years.
It has gone up. We've been very blessed, and right now, our growth spurt is in international, and we love it because, you know, basically we're all the same people. It's all about man, meat, and fire.
Yeah. How is the Australian portion of the barbecue? I'm always fascinated with it because I've spent some time down there, and I had Jess Prilis on earlier this year, And she was an absolute delight. And I think she's going to be up in this area in August. But she's kind of instigated a lot of barbecue down there in Aussie land. But from KCBS perspective, are you getting a lot of interest from down under?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. You know, there's the stereotype of shrimp on the Barbie, and that's really not the way it is.
Right.
So, they're adapting to, I mean, they're getting more adventuresome. They have lots of for lack of a better term, a backyard event. So
sure.
They would be smaller events that are for what barbecue is really all about, but for the fun of it, you know. Feeding people you love and the fun of telling tales around the fire or the grill or whatever and it's just a great pastime.
It is a great pastime, and I know when I was down there, and this has been it's been quite a number of years since I was there, but I actually learned some stuff. Not that I'm can't learn from anybody, but in that social setting, especially with a whole lot of Fosters and Port and Johnny Walker and that, you know, your learning capacity kind of dwindles as that other number goes up. But
they are kind of all about pubs.
Yeah. But, you know, I had a great time, and some of the stuff they were grilling back then or barbecuing, it was kind of fun to watch them. They were big on seafood, especially up in New South Wales,
happens when you live on an island.
Yes, it is. And when you stand upside down all day long, that's what I'd always tell them. You guys do pretty good for walking upside down, and they'd laugh. They were such good-natured folks, and they always wanted to have fun. So I'm always, like I said, I'm always kind of keen to find out what they are doing down there.
Well, they seem to be joining the rest of the world. They're dedicated to the sport of cooking and they excel at having a good time. I'll tell you that.
That they do. I mean, I was actually glad to get on that 747 and kind of curl up in business class there and pull the shades down and put the little, I don't wear things in my eyes, you know, when I sleep. I did on that trip home because I was like, my head needed a rest. It needed a rest, and it was tough. The only thing I haven't seen them, I would be interested if they're ever going to grill kangaroo or barbecue kangaroo, because I ate some kangaroo jerky when I was down there. And you know that comment you made earlier about your shoes?
Yeah.
Well, it's right along with that. It's got its own kind of unique kangaroo-y flavor, but if you put enough salt and dry stuff long enough, it all tastes kind of the same. But anyway, it was some chewy stuff, put it that way.
That happens.
Yeah, it just swell up, and you're pretty soon it's coming out your ears and what have you.
Oh, goodness.
Well, we've got the Royal coming up, and you guys are always intrinsic participants in the Royal and have a lot to do with it. Tell us what's going to be new and exciting this year.
Well, the Royal has changed dates yet again. So it's on, I believe, August 15, 16 or something, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
I have to check our website to get the exact date. And it'll be back at the Kansas Speedway, they're planning to land on this date forever, and so we're looking forward to it being bigger and better than ever. So they lost a few people to Labor Day last year, so a few teams, because, I mean, that's being the last basic holiday of the summer.
Sure.
So I think those people will be wandering back home to the Royal and join our ranks again. So
how many teams are you going to expect? 400, 500, 600?
Well, it was down a little bit last year. I think there were 385 or something like that. So I would expect it back to 500 or so. Yeah,
that's a lot of teams.
It is a lot of teams.
That's a lot of barbecue.
They always, Yeah, they are. They do pretty close to 200 in the Invitational, and then 500 in the Open, and then it has a very large kids queue with 75 teams, and a side dish contest, and a dessert contest, and then I think there was actually a turkey category last year because the turkey people felt like they were slighted and they wanted to sponsor one, and it was very well received. So it's, again, it's just sort of, it's a barbecue destination.
What about now, you've got the, it's not official or however you want to say it, but you've also got the gas grilling. You've got a category for them too now, right?
We have a grilling division.
Okay.
And a competitor series that both allow gas grills. So, We're trying to be inclusive, and we have those same 24 hours that you do. So we're trying to make good use of them.
Well, I always thought, and I think we've talked about it before, but I thought that was a really, you know, shining thing that you did there. And I say that in all sincerity because so many people in the United States and in other countries, but primarily here in this country, they cook with, you know, natural gas or propane, and they don't have time, as we've talked about, to, you know, if you're going to use stick wood or charcoal or something, they don't have time to get that hot and ready to cook with when they get home at 7 o'clock. And if they'd like to go to bed before midnight and eat,
right,
eat before 10, you know, they just don't have that time. And so it's, you know, maybe not the preferred method of true cures, but it serves a purpose.
Well, and they're both honorable cooking methods.
Sure.
Grilling. So that's the main thing to keep in mind.
I like the way you say that, an honorable cooking method. Is there besides microwaves and Pop-Tarts, is there anything that's not honorable?
Well, there's probably several things, but we won't go into that.
Okay. I was just... That, you know, ramen with the hot water, and then you let it sit for 4 minutes, and then, you know.
The choice of college students.
Hey, I still eat that once in a while, because when it gets to be 9 o'clock at night and I haven't eaten anything, and I'm thinking, I know you should probably skip it anyway, just because you need to lose some weight here, champ, but I will, I kind of like that sometimes, because I fix it all up. Anyway, we're not talking about barbecue, but I, you know, soy sauce and hot sauce and whatever. I make it good. It works.
Good.
So tell us, have you got new sponsors for KCBS coming in this year?
Oh, my goodness. We have our Great American Great American Cookout Tour again.
Right.
And so it's, let's see, they're in Nashville now and heading, I believe, to Columbus and then back to a jazz festival. We've got actually Blue Rhino is one of our sponsors now. And we have several proteins and McCormick, that's great seasonings, lots of things out there, and I'm going to quit naming names because I'll forget somebody and I'll be in big trouble.
Oh.
But we go to major events where we can spread the gospel to lots of people.
Sure.
And let them sample and have and talk to Mike Peters, who's a great pitch man. And so it's they're driving from coast to coast.
It works.
Beautiful thing.
Oh, yes. Hey, we're going to take another break. We're going to be back and wrap up the show this week with Carolyn Wells from Kansas City Barbecue Society right here on Barbecue Nation. Don't go away.
I came calling home last night.
Hey, welcome back to the Nation. I'm JT, and we're talking with Carolyn Wells today from KCBS. Really quickly, here in Portland, you can listen to the show, if you're not already, on KUFO. That's 970, and then KXTG, that's 102.9. KUFO, we're on Saturday afternoons, and KXTG, we're on Saturday mornings. And again, you can do Barbecue Nation, that's BBQ Nation, at alphamediausa.com. want to give you a little Kansas City Barbecue Society update here real quickly. I'm going to give you some teams that are, oh, went away. I had it all up on the screen, Carolyn, so forgive me. Maybe I'll let you do it. You want to tell us who's leading the top five in the point standings?
Jeez. I'm guard. You have to wait till I can get to the website.
That's okay. We'll do it this way. And anyway, there's some people who are in charge or are running ahead. I had it all set up like I do every week now to give the points, and
you need to give me some advance warning here.
I guess so. Anyway, so let's just do it this way.
Start this over again.
No, we'll just do it this way. How are the points stacking up this year? Are people scoring higher and being more competitive? How's that for a general question?
Okay, the points are coming along just fine. There's the team that's leading now is that they're a young couple from Texas, and they are absolutely delightful. And I love seeing them on the circuit because they're boomerang barbecue, and they are great. But there are so many good teams on the circuit. You could easily recognize some of the names in the top 100. So they're making themselves into stars.
You mean they haven't figured out that old age and treachery will overcome youth and enthusiasm?
<That's>... Right. Or they just didn't know it couldn't be done.
They just didn't know it couldn't be done. Those are the ones I like. Like, well, nobody said I couldn't do it, so we're doing it.
Yes. And we even have some internationals on the top.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Folks, I promise, next week in the show, I will give you the top 10 and the points as I normally do in the fourth segment here. But we've got the source, Carolyn Wells from KCBS, with us today. So there you go. Right from the source's mouth, so to speak.
I can name them off if you want me to.
Go ahead, real quick.
Okay, top 10. Number 10, Dirt Road Barbecue, 2,274 points. 9, Barbecue Plus, 2,288 points. Wolf's Revenge Barbecue, number 8, at 2,308. Iowa Smoky D's, 7th, at 2,344. 6, Smokin' Hogs Barbecue, Massachusetts. Bill Gillespie, 2,381 points. Number 5, Smoke Me Silly, 2,423 points.
That sounds like a college deal, Smoke Me Silly.
Yep. Shake and Bake Barbecue at 4th at 2,488. Butcher Barbecue at 2,558. Second is Getting Basted, talk about college, 2,714. And number 1, Boomerang Barbecue, 2,741 points.
There you go. See? That's good. That's good. No, I've been trying to give them little updates on that in the fourth segment of the show for a while now, just to kind of, because I know we've got competitors that listen to the show and a lot of people that stream it from the Midwest and Texas to give them a little update there. That's cool.
They're great.
They probably got the app on their phone, and they probably know it faster than I do at this point. But they're, it's pretty good. Where do you see KCBS a year from now? We've got about a minute and a half left, Carolyn.
Oh, well, a year from now, I see it thriving, moving forward, and continuing to maintain its dedication to the best barbecue in the world.
Well, I like that.
Best grilling in the world.
Yeah. And you're such an integral part of it now. And you know, a governing body like KCBS, and I don't have time to get on my real soapbox here, but the one thing they always do is they protect the integrity of whatever, if you want to call it a sport, an activity, a social event, doesn't matter. KCBS, I think, is protecting the integrity of what goes on out there. And I think that's a cool thing, and I think you're to thank for that.
Well, thank you very much, and it was not a solitary effort. There were a lot of people who did a lot of work and who continue to do a lot of work on promoting our favorite food group.
There you go. We got to get out of here. So, Carolyn, thanks very much for being with us today on Barbecue Nation. I look forward to your next visit a couple months down the road with us.
And thank you, JT, and I hope to see you at the Royal.
Well,
we'll talk before then.
You just might. Remember, folks, our motto around here is turn it, don't burn it. You can check out more of my stuff at thecowboycook.com, and I do promise you that the new Barbecue Nation with JT website is up soon. And other than that, we will see you next week, and we'll leave you with a little Jose Cuervo. Take care, everybody.